So let me give you, first of all, some specifics about how you could change your body. I've mentioned a lot of them, but let's be really precise. The number one way that you can change the way you feel at any moment in time is to change the way you move. The reason is this. In fact, you might want to remember this phrase. Emotion is created by motion. The way you move your physical body is the fastest way of changing your emotions. So for example, if I'm not feeling passionate and I want to, instead of pumping myself up, all I have to do is clap my hands or move my hands rapidly. I make a rapid gesture, not a little minor one where I just push my hands out a little bit and then bring it back at a slow pace, but I mean speed, acceleration, if you will. If you speed up the quality of your movements, you will instantly change your emotional state and your intensity. So try it right now. Even while you're listening to me, here's what I want you to do. Take your hands and put them together so that you're touching them almost like in a praying motion. And what I want you to do when I say now is, at the pace I say, I want you to pull them apart and just gradually pull them out to your sides at the pace that I count, like 1, 2, 3, 4, okay? And by the time I hit 4, you should be level with your shoulders, okay? Let's try it. Your hands are together, and just notice what happens to how you feel. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, and bring your hands back together. 1, 2, 3, 4. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4. This is known as a state of absolute boredom. Right. So let's try something new. Let's try moving more rapidly. This time, instead of 1, 2, 3, 4, when I say now, I want you to pull your hands apart and don't limit them to the length of your shoulders. I want you to literally pull them apart and pull them out as far as you can, like extending your entire wingspan. Now be careful on this. Look around you before you do this to make sure you don't hit anything. And let's have some fun. Do something silly. I know it seems ridiculous, but just try it. Now, if you're driving, this is not useful. Keep one hand at least on the wheel and try it with the other one. Okay, here we go. Your hands are together. And when I say now, I want you to literally bring them out, explode them out to your sides and extend your fingers and everything out as far as it can go. In other words, you're going to take your hands and make them go as fast as they can apart all the way out and extend them. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go! Whoomp! And just feel that. And bring your hands together again into a clap. Okay, and then do it again out as fast as you can. Go! Whoomp! As fast as you can. Bring them in. And again, out as fast as you can. Whoomp! Again, in. Again, out fast. Whoomp! Now, if you do this about 10 times, you will feel what we call a state change. Do you feel it now? Now, I know this may sound weird and bizarre. You're going, okay, Tony, what am I supposed to do? Crimp this wingspan every time I need to change state? No, what I'm saying is you must learn to develop what I call power moves. What a power move is to me is finding a certain type of gesture, or a couple of them, that no matter how bad I was feeling or frustrated or tired or whatever the case may be, that I can make this movement and instantly I feel strong. Instantly I feel resourceful. Instantly I feel like I could turn things around. You need to develop what those are, and you already have them. Because you've had times in your life when you felt great. How were you moving at that time? That's the first clue. In fact, what I often do with people is get them to stand up and walk around the room and notice, how would they walk if they felt totally successful? I mean unstoppable. Try it right now. Oh, you're going, well, I'm in the car. Great. If you're in the car, then you can try this later on. But if you're actually listening to me and you're not in a car, stand up right now and try something. Come on, come on. Don't just listen to me. Stand up. Come on, come on, come on. I'm watching you. I'm there. You got to know this. Now, what I want you to do is stand up and walk around the room. And what I want you to do is, first of all, walk the way you normally walk. Just, you know, walk around in a circle or walk straight back and forth. Notice how that feels. Come on, you can do it. Here you go. Now, what I want you to do now is make a state change. And I want you to, if you would, imagine that you feel absolutely strong and unstoppable. I mean, in your power. And what I want you to do is just walk around the room as if you felt unstoppable and powerful. And move your body the way you would be if you were unstoppable and powerful. Go ahead and try it right now. Go ahead, walk around the room and actually strut the way you would strut if you felt unstoppable and powerful. Make a gesture or two the way you would if you felt unstoppable. And then try to go back the opposite again. Go to feeling not confident, not sure, and walk around the room not sure about whether you can succeed, making gestures like you're not sure. Feel the difference in your body. I want you to get an example of that. And then back to confident again. Make it strong. Now you say, what if I'm listening in the car? Well, if you're listening in the car, all I want you to do is sit right now, or even if you're sitting down, come back with me right now and sit down. What I want you to do is just notice how you can change your state from being bored and tired to feeling energized just by changing your body. So try this. First of all, sit the way you'd be sitting right now if you had 5 times more energy than any other time you can remember. Come on, go for it. Don't just listen. If you're just going to listen to this tape and not follow through, turn it off. But if you're going to go for it and make changes, then play with me, okay? Sit up in your chair right now. Come on, sit up the way you'd be sitting if you had five times more energy than any other time. Breathe right now the way you'd be breathing if you felt strong and excited and energized. Put a facial expression on your face right now like you'd have if you felt totally passionate and excited. No, it doesn't look like this. Come on, put a big grin on your face or a big feeling of energy. There you go, good. And make sure you gesture that way. Notice how this feels. Now, if you don't feel any change, it's because you've not made a radical enough body change. That is, change your body really major. Create more tension, more excitement, whatever it takes. Now, go from this state to being in a state of boredom. Go ahead. Sit the way you're sitting if you're bored and tired. That's it. And just notice how that feels. Go ahead. Really bored and tired. You know. And as you're sitting there bored and tired, I got a question for you. Did you change your body to do it? You bet you did. What did you change to get bored and tired? Well, did you notice anything happen to your head? Did it go down? Did you relax any of the muscles? What happened to your breathing? Did it change? How about your facial expression? Does your muscles go slumping or slack? Now try this. Get back to energize as fast as you can. Oh, come on. Play with me. What I want you to do just for a moment is practice snapping yourself from being in a state of being bored and tired into a state of energy. It's going to be very valuable for you. Let's try it. Back into an energized state. Come on, as energized as you can get. Come on, sit up in your chair, breathing with some energy, feeling strong. Come on, even more energized than before. Now go to bored and tired. Back to energized. Come on, as fast as you can. Snap yourself. I know this looks weird if you're driving in your car and somebody's looking in the other window, but hey, it'll make their day. You'll change their state. Come on, if somebody else in the family's watching, they don't have to know what's going on. Just go for it. Here we go. Total energy. Lots of energy and excitement. Feel it in your body. Move your body. Sit the way you'd be sitting if you had even more energy. Bored and tired. Energize as fast as you can. Come on, snap back in that state. Bored and tired. Energize faster again. Come on, even more, even more, even more. Bored and tired. Energize back in that state again. Feel it and just stay there. Stay in an energized state. Now, you might say, well, this sounds weird. Let me ask you a question. How valuable is it for you to be able to go in life, in business, in your job, in your personal relationships, from being bored and tired and wiped out to being in a peak state? How important would that be to increasing the quality of your life, say on a scale from 0 to 10? I'll tell you, I think it's a level 9 or 10 or above. And I think you probably would too. So developing new ways, new habits of moving your body is the single most powerful way to change state. Here's another quick way. Change your breathing. As I said earlier, one of the reasons people smoke cigarettes is because in order to smoke a cigarette, you change your breathing pattern rather radically. When people eat food, oftentimes they feel better afterwards because they fill their stomach up, and it changes the way they feel and the way they breathe. With all that food in there, things slow down. They feel less stressed. Almost every yogic practice that I've ever studied or noticed teaches some kind of breathing pattern as part of how to change your emotions and the way you can grow spiritually, if you will. So changing your breath, try different breaths, breathing faster, breathing slower, and discover what breathing patterns work best for you to create the changes that you want. Thirdly, learn to manipulate your face. I teach people in seminars how to do what I call facial aerobics. What that means is doing many different expressions as you possibly can in a short period of time, so that what happens is you really have access to different emotional states. Do you know you have over 80 different muscles in your face? And a slight change in your facial muscle instantly changes the way you think and the way you feel. There was a study done at the University of California at San Francisco where they took manic depressives, and all they did was change their facial expressions, made them smile on an ongoing basis. These are people who are manic depressives, bear in mind. People normally need drugs to change the way they feel. Not one of those persons, while they were able to keep smiling, was able to feel depressed. In fact, some of them began to manage themselves by smiling for 20 minutes at a time for no reason. And pretty soon they began to feel great, and they began to develop a new habit. Do you have habitual facial expressions of grimacing or frustration, where you crinkle up your nose or your eyelids or your forehead or something else that you do on an ongoing basis? I'm here to tell you that those habits create those negative emotions in your body on a regular basis. You need to develop some new habits of using your face. And finally, one of the ways you can manage your state best is to control your diet. And I'm not going to teach you a health seminar here, although I do those across the United States. I do want to say this to you, that most of us in life do not pay attention to what we're putting in our body. And what you're putting in affects deeply how you feel emotionally. Blood sugar, for example, alone makes a radical shift in how you feel emotionally. So if you aren't paying attention to how you're eating and you're throwing anything you possibly can in that body without looking at the consequences, you're going to pay an emotional price. Many times, hyperactive children or people that are having major ups and downs in their life, it just comes from some basic, simple dietary approaches. If they made a few simple changes, they'd live a much more balanced emotional life. So my challenge to you is to study health, to find out not how to throw your pendulum and go off on the deep end on some bizarre diet, but how can you make sure that the way you're breathing, the way you're moving, and the way you're eating things is giving you as much as possible to your life and not taking away, not throwing your life into a pendulum. Make sure that you have that physical energy and drive. It comes from having enough sleep and eating well. For now, though, I'm going to have you focus on one emotional state because I'd like you to be able to trigger a state change anytime you want. And that emotion is the one I note as passion. As you may have picked up, I'm a fairly passionate person. And I talk about that at the end of each tape because I think out of a state of passion, you can create almost anything you want in your life. I think most people in life want passion. They want that drive, that attraction to life. They want that juice in their relationships, in their business, in their ability to learn. But most people are barely making it through the day, you know? I mean, hey, you gotta watch TV, fight the traffic home, get a bite to eat, and go to bed so you can get up tomorrow and start the same vicious circle all over again. I mean, after all, guys gotta work, gotta make your way and stuff. After all, I work hard for a living. Can't expect me to be passionate at the end of the day. Easy for you, but come on, I work for a living. Let me just tell you something. I used to believe that kind of stuff, and I used to feel that way, too. Am I saying you can't talk slowly and be passionate? Absolutely not. I can talk quietly and still have passion coming through in my voice, in the way I'm speaking to you, in the way I feel inside. But that's passion. This is not passion. If you want passion, you got to talk like you're passionate. You can't talk like you're bored and feel passionate. It won't work. Your body will lead your mind. Take care of it.